biting him.
So Pashut, he couldn't daven now, was bothering him, Milosh Vanessa, so he can't daven, the guy's biting him, so he went to Mishamish to kill it.
Well, the Haber Rashi says, let's take it off.
What?
It could be sometimes it did. Could be it's up to sometimes I'm all not. Sometimes life is happening. Abaloi Hoya Miss Ate, this not. If his talus fell off in the middle of Shimon Esrei, he wouldn't put it back on again. Trashi Abaloi Hoya Miss Ate. In Nofla Talisa, Kishum Mispalo Hoya Noitlo Miss Ate, Shtela Hafsik. Not to be mafsik in the middle of Shimon Esrei. It's interesting to know though, but it's brought down, let's say somebody mamish feels terribly, terribly embarrassed. His talus fell off in the middle of Shimon Esrei, mamish, he can't daven now, he feels terrible. He's allowed to pick it up and put it back. Those swaris that you shouldn't be mafsik in your kavona. But if for you fakir, you're not going to have any kavona if you're not wearing the talus, you feel very embarrassed, how about you allowed to pick it up? The nick of these things is, try and have as much kavona as possible. Right, the kishum mefayik, and when he did yawn, fayimaniach yod al-sentari. He just put his hand over his mouth, over his cheek. People shouldn't say it. The Madanik just says Al Santori, just put it on top of it. But some say you're not supposed to grab a hold of your chin like this. That's a Derek Geiser. You shouldn't do that in the middle of Shimon Esrei. Just let it put it over here, but not to grab a hold of your chin. Grabbing a hold of it is awesome. That's what Rebbe did in the Shimon Esrei. For the more Esrei, Hamashmiya Kelebet Filosa Reza Mikati Amuna. Somebody davens a little bit loud. So you're like Mekati Amuna, you don't have any Amuna. Hashem can hear you. Think Hashem can hear you. You have to daven loud. So Drash raises Mekati Amuna. Kilu and Kosh Baruch Hashem Eitz Filat Lachash. Umagbiya Harbe. You're raising your voice because you think Kosh Baruch can't hear you. Baita Hamagbiya Kilu B'Tfilosay. Unless it's someone Mamish screams very loud. Harezim Neviyah Sheker. You call down Neviyah Sheker. Drashi Tersiva Yigrol B'Koy Godel. Says the Koy Godel. Says it to Madrigas. That's why we're supposed to daven for Lachash. We'll soon see about if your home was Halacha. Baita. If somebody belches or mafayik or somebody yawns, is harayze migasi ruach? It's a gasi ruach doing the Milosh Shimon Esrei. It's not nice.
All right, turn over.
Some said nikir is a misa person. Baita hamisatish bitzvulos. If somebody sneezes in the middle of davening, simin ralai. So who it's a shven rebbe? Rebbe did all these three things. It's terrible. It's a mechuyer, it's not nice, it's him and Ra. You make a fake yawn, or you start belching some, that's awesome. That's called Migati Ruch. Come here to come with Tony. Ela misatis ha misatis kashir. The chorus sneezing, you can never make yourself sneeze. It's always anointed. So here it says it's him and Ra. So how come Rebbe sneezes in the middle of davening? And the Gemara Misata Samazas Namal Lakash, it's also not Shver. Kan Milmala, if you sneeze by your nose, that's alright. Kan Milmata, means Fakir, the wind came out on the bottom, that's not nice. Trashil Itish Itish Kasher, the ain't Itish El Yainsoi, you can only sneeze by Yainsoi. There it says, where the Simin Ra, Lamata's Rashi Mefiach Bakil. Rashi likes to also, it's only a Simin Ra, if it comes out, I'm old, you make noise when it comes out. Mash, if it comes out on the bottom without noise, it'll be alright. So the Mishnah brings down, some say no, even without noise, also with the Simin Ra. But Rashi says, Mashmah's only a Simin Ra if it comes down the bottom with noise. The Yomar Rab Zeru, for Milsa Ivloyeli Zeru of Amnuna, I heard over from Ivloyeli, he told her, I yet the shout from Amnuna. The Takiluli, and I liked it, Kikula Tamudoi. It was this sweet to me, like all my learning. Trashi, it's Kiluli Kikula Tamudoi, Shekulu Alai, the Chaziva. He liked what he heard over because he used to sneeze a lot. In the middle of Shimon Esrei, he liked what he heard over. You should know if you sneeze in the middle of davening, forget it's a good simon. Why? Now when a person sneezes, he feels good, like his nose is stuffed up before him. You have to sneeze. And when you sneeze, it's a nachas ruach to you. So the simon that they're giving you nachas ruach and lamata here in this world, mashmi shmai mostly have nachas ruach from you. Trashi, kishem shet nachas ruach, shaitish nachas ruach liyodim. It makes you feel good when you sneeze. Kach loisla nachas ruach mlamala, minash shmaiim lamala shalosim. So it's a good simon for you. He liked this memory very good, he used to sneeze a lot. So the Gemara, we're back to Lishah, the Elo Roika, Roika Asher. But spitting, Akhuri Zichah, spitting Ritzainoi. And here it says the Simin Ra, the Mechui Radova. So how did Rebbe do it? And tomorrow, Roika Roik Namila Kasha, Efshek to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomer Rabbi Yehuda. There's an eight to how to spit. For Yoim Mitzvah Tvila. If somebody's in Milu Shmone Esrei, then his dam in Loi Reik, and he has to spit. Is Mavliya Batilisei. What's the eight to spit into your begging? That's Mutter. That's not called the Bizoyan to the Eibishter. That's Mutter. So if the intel is no, let's say you have a night jacket, you don't want to spit into your jacket, Mavli Yavar Faksoisei. In your scarf, it's not so choshev, do it into that. Why is Damos didn't have handkerchiefs then? Strashi, Eshet Rav Yehuda, Le'avli Yavar Faksoisei, Min Suda Sheberoishei, a scarf. Shnei Rosh and Tliyim before them. You have this Eitzu. Yeah. Ravina, so the more heavy, Koi Achurid Ravashi, Ravina was once walking in the back of Ravashi. His daman leroik. He had spit in his mouth, and he had to get rid of it. The davin paskel echirehom. He spit backwards. Omalele sovu lomal hod Rabbi Yehuda. How come you spit backwards? Not nice. Like that's like spitting in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you should have done like Rabbi Yehuda. You should have spit into your begit, into your. And he says in your begos doesn't mean the outside. That's not nice either. Inside the begit, he should have done. And the Gemara omalei ano anina datoi. For me, I'm like an Easterner. To me, it bothers me very much. If I'll spit into my begib, or be me on me, I also couldn't daven. I cannot come on then. So mainly, he has the Eitzah to spit. But I call upon him when you spit, don't spit in front of you, because if the Eitzah is in front of you, the Eitzah is turn around and spit backwards. That's also not so good. Rashi. No. Pastor Rashi Zorku, he spit backwards. So that's a little bit good. Right, the Hamashmiya Kule Bitkilot Reza Mekati Emuna. If you dabish Manesri a little bit loud, you're missing Emuna. Omer Rav Huna, Loishonuela Shayochu Lechavein Es Liboy Balachash. Only normal, by davening low, you could also have Kavona. Avulen Yochu Lechavein Es Liboy Balachash. If you can't have Kavona saying Shmanesri low, then Avad with Smutta. You'll add a daven, that's not called Mechusri Emuna, Amona. Because you're doing it to have more Kavona. So the more Avad of Ahani Milibi Yochu, it's only if you're davening in your home. Well, you're not going to bother anybody else by you raising your voice. Well, Bitsiba, but if you're davening Bitsiba, then even if you want to daven loud for Kavona, still it's also. Why? Also the Mitzvah Tiburit. Because you're going to be mastered, you'll bother other people. You'll be mastered then from davening. So you're not allowed to share somebody else with Kedai for you, not to have so much Kavona and not share somebody else.
Sure. Yes,
so that's what the Allah has brought down, Mashaykhana was Shoni Mikippah. Since then, everybody uses a machzer, so you're not going to be much with somebody else. So there you are, a lot of daven, a little bit little louder voice on Mashonah. Because here, Mikra Din, the Sinai Gemara didn't have a siddur. So Tfilah, everybody used to daven Baal Peh. So if you'd be saying a little bit loud, you'll stare at Yechavah. Mashonah said, Mashonah and Kippah, everybody uses a machzer, then it's mutta daven a little bit louder because you don't stare at somebody else. But I heard over at the Mashkiah said, you know, Chatzkos, and the Ponabish Tzal said over that, Tavadi shouldn't daven then even too loud. And the fourth, you have to have worry about the chavra. You know, I have to get signed that bothers other people. If you daven too loud, it's going to bother somebody else. It's not going to die.
I also said you shouldn't kick, you shouldn't feel bad.
Too loud.
Right.
Rav Abba heavy koi mishtamit mineid Rav Yehuda. Rav Abba used to like dodge Rav Yehuda. He always would sneak away. He didn't want to meet up with Rav Yehuda. So Rabba in the meantime was living in Bovel. And he wanted to go from Bovel to move to Eretz Yisrael. And he knows that Yehuda Sheikh is also to go from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. That's why he always dodged Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda didn't want to see him. Why the Yom Rav Yehuda? If you move from Bovel or travel from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, you're over in Yisra'asei. Shinema Bovela Yuvo. You come into Bovel. Vishome Yiyu Ad Yoim Pokti. You have to stay in Bovel until the Mashiach, until Abish will take us out of there. So the Nisr I say to go out of Bovel. So Omar, so Rababa didn't want to meet up with Rabbi Yehuda. Halach is not brought down, Mashmida Choylik on Rabbi Yehuda. So I say, even Rababa held with Mutter, but he didn't want to have sorrows from Rabbi Yehuda, so he stood away from Rabbi Yehuda.
How do you have an Nisr I say from the middle of the room?
Segilin. There's Halach that says not brought down there, we don't hold like this. Shashi Mishtamit Minei, Vehoya Nirei Lov, Lefishoya Rebbe Abba Chofet Dalit Lert Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Oiseloi, the Vigil Vehoya Nichnas Abbas of Menj, he didn't go into the Abbas of Menj to see him, he's like, he's afraid of him, he didn't want to get pulled out from him. And so what did he do? Ozal, Ezel, Omar, Ezel, Yeshma, Minei, Nutsa, Bedeis Vada, I won't go in, Shashi Abbas of Menj, he'll stand outside and I can listen to the Shia. I'll go right out. I'll stand out, then I'll go up to Eretz Yisrael.
Also, he went Ashachel Latana, the Katoni Kamed Rabbi Yehuda. Here, Latana saying from Rabbi Yehuda. For Yoim made Betzvila. Somebody is davening Shemoneh Esrei. When it's Atish. And he has an Atish, he has sneezing. We had before two types, Lamal and Lamata. Here, Poshe means Lamata. If on the bottom, you have to have wind come out, is Mamtin Ad Sheyichle Horuach. If wind did come out, as you let out some air, because you have to wait, Ad Sheyichle Horuach, till the air goes away. For Choyzum Estal, then you go back to davening. Trashiv Nitatish Mumato, Ashiyich Leruach means, Migunfoy, Shenoidev Meyose Ruach. Means the smell went away. You have to wait till the smell goes away. Then the Chet Letzvila, Lomokim Shapot. You go back to exactly where you're holding, just while the smell is there, you shouldn't daven. Hikadi Amri, Ho Yoimit Betzvila. Not that it came out already, but he was in the middle of davening, Ubikish Lestatish. And he had to let wind come out. Halacha about letting it out, Metchila, you're not supposed to let it out when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. And even though you have to hold it back, or there's no Bata Shaksu on this, there's only an Issa Bata Shaksu holding back Meiraglayim or Tsoye Gedelim. Mashenka, from wind, there's no Issa. So Metchila, if you could hold yourself in, you're supposed to hold yourself in to let the Shemoneh Esrei. But here it was a matter where he could hold himself in, he knew it's going to come. Or Vikas Lestatish, is Halacha Marfik Liachur of Dal Damas. He's supposed to, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, walk away Dal Damas. Umesatish, and there let the wind come out. Umamtim Ashiyach Leruach, then wait till the smell goes away. Then the Chayzim Aspal will walk back again to your place and continue with davening. The Yomer, and after you walk back to your Mokum, before you start davening, you say the Tzvila, the Vaynish Lerlam, Yitzatonu Nekovim Nekovim Chalumim Chalumim, Koli Bedulah Fanecha Chepaseinu Chimaseinu, Vechayenu Vechriseinu Rima Vetaleya. He says this Bakosh, because his Gvalpika is Bushan and Klima to do this. Then Umasku the Mokum Shaposik. He starts again the Mokum Shaposik. Omalei, Iloi Bose, Elishmoye, Dabeze, Dayat. He only came for this. To hear this, it's a good Zah. Might as well we don't fear that this either. To walk away Dal Damas. So Metchila Badri Eitzri is to hold it in till after Shemoneh Esrei. But Lo Yitzri, you can't, it has to come out. That depends. If you're wearing tefillin, there's another Issa to be mafia when you're wearing tefillin. So one Eitzri is then, you're supposed to move the tefillin off the Makaymai. So as if you then it's as if you're not wearing it. And let the wind come out and wait until the smell goes away, and then you can continue davening. Rashi v'yomer, this matzah zvan ha'gemara, such a big cherpa busha to do this. He said, "B'teichat tefila, the amarsekus v'yemedes kvar ayidei haruach v'fikach yochel ha'astik nami v'loyme adobes ha'biyemsa." Since he had to stop anyway till the smell goes away, his lara said it's makosh. Right. Tell Rabbon, for yoshim v'talisay, he was sleeping in the bed. And it was said that most day was still, they didn't have pajamas, they used to sleep undressed. He can't even stick his head out of the pillow, out of the blanket. The blanket has thin, it's very cold, no steam. And he wants to say Krishma. So Chura calls him on, you're under the blanket, it's called Liba Royas Erva. Or else not only Liba, but your own eye is like it's the Erva. Like your Erva is called uncovered then. Hey, since you're in the same Makkum where your Erva is, even though you can't see it, that's called the Erva is uncovered. How can you say Krishma? If the Eitzah Chaitzitz B'talitzai Al Tzavoroi B'Kerei Krishma, like pressed down, that the blanket should be tight around your Tzavor, that's called a Hefsik. So as if now your eyes can't see Erva anymore, that's Mutter. The Yeshrem, some say Aliboy. You have to press down right below your heart. So to make as if your heart, your leiv, can't see the Erva. So the more of a Tanakam, what is the old? If the Tanakama Re Liba Royas Erva, you're just pressing down by your neck, but your heart and your Erva is the same Makkum, it's a mush like your leiv could see the Erva. So Kisama, that Tana holds, Liba Royas Erva Mut. The old, there's no issue like that. The law we hold, you're supposed to do Alibay. An Indian that your leiv should not see your Erva. That's why if a man would be wearing a dress like, he wouldn't be allowed to say Krishna. Because his erva and his lathe is seeing his erva. He has to wear underpants, so then already it's alright. I mean, you have something to be mastered, something on your body that's a division between your lathe and your erva. So if you're not going to be just wearing underpants, you wouldn't be allowed to say Krishma. Because something is covering up your erva and your lathe can't see it. It will soon see in the bottom. Within this bathing suit, you're allowed to say Krishma. Father Rabbi. You walk in the street where there was soya, there was dirt waste in the street. Is the lacha maniach yoda piv? He holds. You're allowed to just put your hand over your mouth for Kriya Krishma. He holds mutter say Krishma there. It's not called like a basic. He say it's mutter. This meaning you put your hand over your mouth, some say it just means to say it very low, as if like to try and cover it up. Omalei Rav Chizda, but Allah we hold not like this, or like him. If Mamatli Rav Yechon Nepumi, I feel Rav Yechon told me this from his own mouth, let it seem like I wouldn't listen to him. And he could be Amri, Omar Rabba Baba Chon, Omar Mishuva Levi. Somebody's walking through the street that has Soya Odom there. His Maniach Yodna Yafiz, he's allowed to just put his hand over his mouth, but create Krishma. You're allowed to say Krishma. Omle Rav Chizda Lakim, no, like Mela Shua, like, in Mamarta League of Yeshua Ben Levi, that Pume, Fidu, he himself would tell it to me, I wouldn't listen to it. Because he holds this also. That if it's in the streets, we have Soyas Odom, that's called, like in the basic keys, he's talking to say, Dabba Shabbatusha there. For the Mar Miyam Rav Huna, Ochi, Rav Huna, say like this, Lama Rav Huna, Talmud Chochom, Osa Loy La'amud, B'moka Matanufas. As if Rav Huna say, you're allowed to say Krishma walking through the streets that have Tzoyom, I Rav Huna himself said, a Talmud Chochom is also to stand in a Mokim that has Tanufa, that has Tzoya there. Why? The Fishi Yeshla Lama Gli Hirer Torah. A Talmud Chochom, the Mal is always learning. And you're not allowed to learn in front of Tzoya. So you can't stand in a Mokim Tanufas, because you can't learn there. So according to Stira, how did Rav Huna say, you're allowed to say Krishma walking through this Mavoyis, you're walking through a Mokim Tanuf? And the Merle Kasha, if you're walking through the streets, that's where he's mad to you. Like it's not really cold, you're staying in front of the tzoya, you're just passing by. Mashan came standing there, that's awesome. Most of them say we passed them both, is awesome. For the Gemara, Miyam Rav Yechon Hochi, Vama Rabba Babachona, Omer Rav Yechonim, Vechol Moka Muta Lahara B'divrei Torah. Every place you walk in the street, you're allowed to think and learning. Chutz, Mibes Tamerchus. That was a place where take showers, a schwitz there, was very zuma, very mis there. With a base akise, and a base akise. So well, what's the issue of a base akise? That is soya there. So you're also going through mokim to nofres, that has soya there, it's like a base akise. So how could you say you're allowed to learn Torah there? That is a chilek. Kamba oime, kamba mahalech. That where is it? Also, only if you're standing. But if you're walking through it, you're allowed to say divrei Torah. But in Moraini, that's not true. For abavua. Heavy Kaozel Basad Rab Yechin. Rabavu was going and passing by Rab Yechin. Rabbi Kokori Krishma. And Rabavu was saying Krishma. Kimotab and Mavuya Samtanophis, when he came to this place that had Soya there on the streets, Ishtik, he stopped saying Krishma. Even though he was walking, still he stopped saying it. Omar Rab Yechin. So he waited till he passed through these streets that had the Tsoya, and when he got finished with these streets, then he came back. He wanted to start saying Krishma again. So yes, Rabbi Yechon, Hechon Hadar, where should I start? Do I have to start over again Krishma, or do I just go back to where I stopped saying? Amalei, Rabbi Yechon answers back, Im Shoyiz Kdei Ligmas Kuna, if you waited, it took you so long to pass through this Mokum of Mavois, that it to finish the Krishma, Chayz L'Rosh, that's called the big Hefsing, and you have to start over again Krishma. So here you see, even though he was walking through the streets, still he held it was awesome. And the Marhochi called Malay, here's what Rabbi Yechon meant to answer back. Lidi Dijnarbavu, if you'd ask me, my shita is, Leisrili. I hold that when you're walking through the streets, even though there's Soya there, you're allowed to say Krishma. Over the dog, but according to you, this Svirloch that you hold, it's also to say Krishma even though you're walking through the streets. So if you hold it's also, so you stop saying Krishma, and you wait until you pass by the streets. Now, what's the law when you continue, when you come back to the normal place, you want to continue? In Shoyes Kdei Ligmas Kuna, if you waited in between, this man to say the whole Kriya Shema, Chayz L'Rosh, you have to start over again. Tani Mar, Tani Kavos to Rav Huna, bring it right to Rav Huna, that's Taka Osir. Tani Kavos to Rav Chizda, Tani Kavos to Rav Huna. Hamahalak of the voice, Hamatanof voice, if you walk through, Maniach Yodo Yapiv, the Yikra Krishma, he holds your ladder say Krishma. Tani Kavos to Rav Chizda, that's Osir, that's how we ask him. So Yamahalak of the voice, Hamatanof voice, if you're walking through the streets that you know has Soya there, Lo Yikra Krishma, you now want to say Krishma. Velo Yoi, Elishim Hoya Kareya, if you are saying Krishma, Ubo, Toysik, you have to stop saying Krishna. Even if it's the middle, you can't finish, you have to stop. So the Loi Posik mind, what about if somebody doesn't stop saying, he continues saying, Om Ramesha Bab Red Ibshu Belevi, Olavakos of Vainer, Begamini Nasati Lahem, Chukim, Vaitavu, Mishpatim, Layichu Behem. He's doing that because he won't live because of this. Rabasi Yoma, Hoi Moishche, Heovain, the Chavli Ashok, it's like wasting his time, he's saying Krishna in a mockery, you're not supposed to, you're wasting your time. Rabad Barab, Ola Mihocho, Ki Divar Hashem Bozer, He's Mavaza Arakonish Borku. We impose the Maschor Mashain, if you don't say Krishma then, what Yisrael, or Ravua, all of a cluster of Oinda, Vudov Razet, Arichu Yomim. If you say it, have Arichas Yomim.
And that's what we pass. And then in front of Tzoya, you're not allowed to say Krishma. We'll soon see. We'll get to tonight. We'll soon see. Mashenka, if it's Tzoya's Kolovim, that doesn't have a Dinerva. Tzoya's Kolovim, you're allowed to say Krishma in front. So when you walk through the streets here, and you just have the dogs, that doesn't have a shame with Tzoya. Unless it smells bad. But normal, as they say, usually doesn't smell bad, doesn't have a shame Tzoya, you'll be allowed to. What's also is only Tzoya's Odom. That smells very bad, that has a shame Tzoya, that's an Issa Midiraisa, to say a Dhamma Shibudush in front of it. Amar Rav Huna, Hoysa Talisa Chagur Lo Yamosna. You like wearing a bathing suit. You only had a talis around your thighs. Is Mutalik was Krishna. Is Aviya ever is covered up, you're allowed to say Krishna. Tanya Namihochi, Hoysa Talisa Shaldegit Vishalor Vishalsak. Any type of a begid, chagura muslim, just around your thigh and just covering up your erva, mutalik was Krishna. Even though your lave is uncovered, you're allowed to say Krishna. Abulat tefillah, Hashem could go daven shmonesrei, then at yichasat libah.